You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure. Good to speak to you.
Now, three big topics we've got this week, and I think we should start off with the Eye Care Pathway event, which took place in Manchester. It was a big success.
It was to celebrate the second anniversary of the launch of the Eye Care Support Pathway. At a simple level, it was a celebration of 2 years of that, and it's been 4 years actually since we had a summit in London where we kicked off the idea, and we had all the partners there, which is a combination of charities. We had the NHS from across the devolved nations, College of Optometrists, Association of Optometrists, so all the movers and shakers were there, which I think is a great coalition that we've built. And you know, we've been a prime mover in sort of pulling this together as the RNIB. It's endured over 2 years. And I think this is a real critical point. I think what was really, really good about the day was that through the presentations through the day, you absolutely saw how the pathway was now being implemented. This is not all future promise and sort of manana. This is happening. So we had presentations from Gloucestershire, from West Yorkshire, Greater Manchester, Lancashire and South Cumbria and Wales, talking about how they've taken the pathway and implemented it, and actually some very, very impressive statistics where this is landing and working, you know, with hundreds of thousands of people now going through a much better process, which is more joined up, more watertight, more able to quickly refer people on for the particular need after an eye health diagnosis, and much greater integration between sort of primary and secondary care. We had the head of eye health in Wales, Dr. Tim Morgan. We had Louisa Wickham, who's the head of NHS eye care in England. We had Gillian Ruddock, who is the president of the College of Optometrists, topped and tailed by Anna, Tyler and me, with Rob Cooper from the RNIB sort of comparing the day. But no, really brilliant day. My proudest days at the RNIB, actually, because I think something we've been really doggedly going for as a big prize and a big obvious target is now in fruition. It's now happening. And one of the takeaways from the day was, how do we now go, you know, as we are doing, but really amplify the communication, the presentation of this to Wes Streeting, Stephen Kinner, you know, the health ministers in the devolved nations, to put their weight behind the rollout, which is happening anyway, actually. But it's a really good news story for governments, because we're dealing with 800,000 patients a year, about 9% of waiting lists. You know, this is a big play in the health service, and this is a good news story that if I was a politician, I would want to jump on the bandwagon.
4 years since the launch in London. When you think about huge pieces of work like this around health, that's probably quite a quick turnaround, and by the sounds of it, some pretty good progress in what is really a very short space of time.
I think realistically, from launching it 2 years ago, when we had something that sort of worked, it was then getting it rolled out. And I think, you know, through some of the challenges, change of government, new NHS 10-year plan, there's been undulating landscape there, isn't it? But at its heart, we're absolutely playing to what the government is trying to do in the health service, you know, trying to move more into the community, you know, away from hospitals, trying to digitize the process of information and go away from a sort of analog or paper-based route, try and work on prevention and not cure as well. So a lot of what we've been pushing at actually fits the zeitgeist. And whilst I've just mentioned, you know, we need to be amplifying this with politicians, you know, politicians do know about this. You know, we've had lots of interaction with Wes Streeting and Stephen Kinner. Clearly, we've advanced a lot in Wales. There was a recent Wales Eye Care Conference last week. So, you know, very well-developed links politically and medically and third sector in Wales. So it's already got a profile. I think the thing that really, as I say, you know, came home to roost me on Tuesday was just quite how deep-rooted the change was in quite the large swathes of the country. And, you know, I hope for the listeners who rely on this, or might need to rely on it, you know, then the good news is there is something really quite powerful being implemented across large swathes of the country at the moment.
Great news. Stay with politics then. RNIB has an event taking place at Westminster, and we've been actually putting out a call for people to get involved in this, encourage their MPs to get involved.
We have probably annually a parliamentary reception. We take over one of the reception rooms in Portcullis House, which is a sort of MP's office, straight meeting space across the road from the Houses of Parliament. We know, and thank you to all the listeners who have contacted MPs, and you know, we know 98% of MPs have been contacted by one of their constituents to come to the event, which is phenomenal. I don't think they'll all turn up. There are 650 MPs, but I think if we get somewhere over 100, you know, we're getting about 20%, 25% of the MPs That will be a really good return. And we already know quite a few are coming. And one of the MPs, Dr. Mary Tidball, has spoken a lot around accessible voting and accessible information on our behalf from Parliament, is going to help us host the afternoon. And we've got half a dozen stations, if you like, for people to go around and engage with aspects of what we do and experience maybe some of the sort of challenges that visually impaired people would face on a day-to-day basis, just to sort of bring it to life. And clearly it's another opportunity generally to engage with parliamentarians, get them on side, get them to remember the brand and understand the issues. So when it comes to parliamentary business being conducted down the line, we've left an impact.
Indeed. And another huge event. I did say we had three meaty topics to talk about today. We've had health at the beginning, and we've also got employment. Again, another big piece of work RNIB and others have been involved in. This is about getting people back into work. There's a government's bigger picture, of course, of getting people or more people away from benefits into employment as well. And this follows a big piece of research. Again, RNIB involved.
The Keep Britain Working report that Charlie Mayfield, the ex-boss of John Lewis, published a couple of weeks back, you know, we've talked about it a few times on the radio. We've been heavily involved because we are supporting 1,500 people a year to retain employment or get into employment if visually impaired, which is not a bad number, but, you know, we could always do more. And we've been heavily involved in this report, seeing it as the opportunity, you know, presented by government, because Charlie Mayfield's done this on behalf of the government, to really see this as an opportunity to inform the report and inform now the ongoing government action. As you say, with a lot of focus, with the budget coming up in 2 weeks, on trying to get the economy growing, trying to get people into work, trying to get the welfare bill down as a result of that. So it's all part of that equation. We hosted a roundtable for Charlie's team in the summer, along with our friends in the Disability Charity Consortium, with us all bringing employers that we're working with along to talk about their experiences. And that's, you know, we've had various contact through our policy team and through turning out to other parliamentary events and putting into this and building relations with Charlie and the team. So we're hosting an event. We've done a lot of the legwork as the RNIB. It's a disability charity consortium event. Amazon's, one of Amazon's offices in London, where Charlie's coming. We've got 80 employers in the room, other charity partners, one or two other interested parties, civil servants from the DWP, and we've got a breakfast meeting whereby Charlie will talk to the report. We'll have a panel of lived experience from a cross-section of disabled people talking about the challenges of sort of getting into work and retaining work. Bit of a round table as everyone sort of pledges what to do. We've got some technological development from Microsoft that we're showcasing, and then we'll wrap up at the end after a couple of hours. But I think, you know, it's not in itself going to be an event that sort of makes a massive material change, but it's just part of our ongoing dialogue on this topic and an ongoing participation, you know, which keeps us very valid and credible, influencing the work that now will happen in government coming out of the report. So I think we've pitched it right in doing it now after the report's published, before the budget, when this is still very front of mind.
I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about next week, Matt, in terms of the parliamentary event and, of course, the employment event as well. If you'd like to find out more about RNIB, its work and its services, do have a look at rnib.org.uk. You can call our helpline on 0303 123 9999 or indeed use your smart speaker and just ask to call RNIB's helpline. Another week gone, Matt, and as I said, no doubt more to talk about next week, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan, and good to be able to talk next week about those two events and other things. You know, lots happening at the moment, the end of November. It seems to be a busy month, so good to update you next week. Thanks for having me on.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.